You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
He won't hear you. Because he's, he's got his hearing aid switched on. I'm not sure.
Well, here we are for the non-league special. Peter and I. Hello, Peter.
Hey, Russ.
We're at Hastings United for our first ever visit to the Pilot Field. And we're three stunning gentlemen, three octogenarians, probably the best in the country, I'd imagine. We have Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. Hi.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
We have Alan as well.
We have Alan, yes.
And walking ahead, who we'll chat to in a moment, is Ray as well. So, Alan, let's go to you first. So you've been a fan for how many years, Hastings?
I'm now coming 18 next week. And I
so you're
here,
not an octogenarian.
Came here at the age of seven.
Seven?
A while then.
Yeah, so how many years is that? Seven off 80?
I think it's...
73 years I've been coming here.
That's a glutton for punishment amount, isn't it? Definitely.
I've missed two games in that time. But
I've come lately at Brighton.
Only a few?
Only a few, yeah. And I can probably quote a bit of history about the club. Hastings United have been to the third round of the FA Cup. Three times.
Yeah.
The last time being about 10 seasons ago, I suppose it was. We went to Middlesbrough in the third round of the FA Cup. All these, nowadays that's big money.
Third round?
Third round, yeah.
That's pretty good going, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the first round qualifying or something.
I mean, it's super being...
A lot of wins to get there.
It's super being in the clubhouse thinking... Are we going to get Liverpool or Man United in the third round?
You never know, yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's more exciting than anything.
Yeah, even the first round when you could have a Sheffield Wednesday or a Portsmouth.
You always hear about
Middlesbrough.
The exciting non-league sides coming through, and they never quite get, most of them don't get the, I think Marine were the one exception when they got Tottenham home, but generally they never get the kind of like, it's often a Championship club away or whatever, you know, or a League One club away, which is obviously quite a big day out still, but not the Liverpool away, as you say.
Yeah. And did you go to that game at Borough?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
We all went, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think we took
1,000. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And Jeff, you've been a fan. How long have you been a fan?
Well, about 20 years.
20 years, yeah.
When I first came down here to live.
Yeah.
And I used to stay with Ray because he's got a B&B.
Yeah.
And, ever since I've been coming down here.
So. Brilliant. Yeah. So you're fairly new to it.
I'm only the boy.
who was your team originally back in the day then? It must have been a team before.
Canby, that way.
Yeah.
I used to live there.
Yeah.
At one time.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't really. I played football at an extremely low level. So I'm not a footballer as that. Not like Ray and Alan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. They were good in their time, weren't they?
Well,
a bit handy with the ball.
Alan was probably the best.
I reckon you were a winger, Alan. Were you a winger?
Yeah, I was actually.
I thought so. Look, you like Nippy.
Later in the latter years,
You look like middle you can outpace me now, to be honest.
Middle of midfield. What, 80 years of age?
Yes, probably. I'm pretty unfit at the moment.
I doubt it. You want to see us walk up this hill on the way back?
It gets steeper every week. It gets steeper.
And Hastings, great club. I mean, they're doing well, aren't they? They've obviously promotion last year. Yes. Sussex was great because you had Littlehampton went up a division, Hastings went up a division, Worthing went up a division.
Yeah.
You all kind of swap positions.
Yeah.
They're getting big crowds. Ray's telling me you're getting about 1,500, which I've noticed as well. Something around those numbers.
That's right. That's
brilliant.
Right. Yeah.
Superb for the.
Yeah. For this level of football, it's a tremendous crowd.
And you weren't Ismi and Prem last season. You were getting those sort of crowds more or less last year, weren't you?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. That is last year's crowds.
Yeah.
And it's slightly gone down this year.
This year we've got a big game today, haven't we? It's notice I'm saying we now. We're ingratiating myself into it. Yeah. So it's ninth place versus top, isn't it?
That's right. That's right.
How do you fancy chances?
I don't.
Right, a bit more later on. We've got to get through the turnstiles. Here we go. So we are now just about having kick-off. The players just come on the pitch, and I'm with Ray as well, who's been our host today. We've had a lovely cup of tea at his house, had a lift to the ground. We are at the point of film. You met the dogs, yeah?
Yeah.
The pilot field, we're here, we're talking about the ground. You've got this big stand behind us, you were saying asbestos issues.
That holds 800.
Yeah.
That's a big ground for this level of football, yeah. And apparently there's some sort of subsidence, apparently. And it was built here when the Speedway was here at about 23.
Yeah. As I say, it's expansive space, isn't it? And some distinctive stands. It's got its own character.
What we wanted to do, what we set the plans in for, to turn the pitch round that way.
Yeah. You've got the room to do that.
So you've got the room to do that. Yeah. You release a load of ground for training purposes, whatever you want to do.
Yes.
It's ideal. But the millionaire owners at the time, one of them, I don't know which one it was, vetoed it.
You were saying there's a couple of guys, just off air, you were saying just now, a couple of guys lottery winners.
Lottery winners, yeah.
And there's proposals for a possible move, I'm hearing, is that right?
Yeah, and this is the usual thing. What comes first? A new ground for us?
Yeah.
And you know what it is.
Yeah.
It's not going to be. And we're going to be ground sharing. It's happened with Horsham.
Yeah.
It happened with Maidstone. Yeah. And both clubs almost went out of it.
Truro still got it, I think. They're playing at Torquay for it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work.
If you need that thing in place.
Where are Hastings going to ground share? The nearest place, I suppose, is Eastbourne.
Yep.
I wouldn't travel to Eastbourne.
No.
Around here, when you look around, the average age here is probably well in excess of 60.
There is, looking around, you're right.
And he's a non-league football, tends to have the older man. He's not prepared to travel.
No.
And so he comes and watches local.
Because you want this, so it's about the community, being in a local community, local club.
But also, there's no logic to doing it until you've got something in place. It just makes no sense.
I've got to say, when I watch Hartlepool against someone on TV, there ain't a lot of difference.
No.
There ain't a lot of difference, no.
Now, the quality is really good at this level. We watched a lot of Worthing last year at this level, and they're good players.
All these lads have been turned down by other clubs when they're 16 or 18 for a variety of reasons. And after that, very difficult to get to go.
Yeah. I was doing a bit of Sunday football, just managing a team up in Enfield, and there was a guy playing. I thought, oh, he's pretty good. Who's that guy? And someone said, he had trials at Palace. He's been released. That's Sunday football he's playing. Yeah. So you can imagine the level a lot of these guys play out. Yeah. And it's a great ground. It's got a lot of character.
Yeah. Yes.
You wouldn't want to lose it, would you? Maybe you might have redeveloped some of it, but you wouldn't want
to
lose it.
I do love this stuff. It may cost a lot to redevelop.
Our friend here is 87.
87? Brilliant.
And so, you know, this is his place, isn't it?
Yeah. Don't want to go somewhere else, as I said. What's the point in non-league if you're travelling to another town? That's the whole point of non-league, isn't it? It's the local vibe. Fantastic. I mean, as you said, there probably is above average age, I'd say, the fan base looking around. That's interesting. Probably compared with other grounds.
They let under-16s in for nothing. Mm. So you're going to get a few youngsters in here.
Yeah.
But the average age.
And it is a bit on the edge of town, isn't it? Which is interesting because most old grounds aren't.
Yeah,
that's the point of them. They're in the town, but this is interesting in the fact that it is actually out of town.
It's proportioned to down the out of town, but it's new. Whereas here it's obviously been around for a long time and it's on the edge of town.
So maybe you don't get the sort of thing where clubs like Dulwich Hamlet, where they get a lot of hipster parents go along and they'll just hang about and chuck beers and not even watch the game really. I mean, but you get a lot of money in through doing that.
There's a programme on television
talking about
Hamlet. I mean, that ground, as I understand it, was built by Sainsbury's. So really, they've been given a wonderful ground there. And the fact that they're now in Stoke, I would think it's bad management.
The game's about to kick off. Definitely up for Hastings today. We've got to see how they do. What's the nickname of the club? Is it the Clarence or something?
The Ewes. Why? I don't know.
They've just Ewes United, haven't they?
I suppose, just kicked off.
Let's see how it goes.
We're in six. Chalmers. He's a lad that I'm amazed hasn't been picked up.
Yeah.
We've had a few lads been picked up.
Is he a midfielder or centre back?
He's a midfielder.
I think the thing earlier that Gary Elphick is manager as well. He's former Albion.
He's a former Albion player. Everything comes from Chalmers.
Yeah.
We haven't got any other creative players, but that boy is good. He's
one to watch.
I think you'd be comfortable going in goal. He's played everywhere and played well everywhere.
I just finally, before we get back into it later on, ninth in the table, up against the top of the table boys today, Bishop Stortford. Are you confident? Your mates aren't so confident.
At this level, the top club can beat the bottom club can beat the top club.
It's a good quality.
Right the way through, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right, well, Ray, let's see how this gets on. We've got a free kick early on already, eh?
Okay.
Half time at Hastings. We're going to chat to our new friends in a moment. But just before we do so, Peter, can I just get what you just said back on recording?
I don't know what you mean.
We just went into the clubhouse bar. There was nothing particular on offer that we fancied, so we decided we're going to just leave it until afterwards. And on your basis, that was, what was it again? Slowing down, taking it easy until later.
Yeah.
I think this is a first.
I think pots and kettles comes to mind here.
They do indeed, but you know, I just wanted to get that on record anyway.
Pots, kettles.
So we're at half time here, Hastings. It's 0-0 with top of the table Bishop Stortford. An even game so far, but never mind about that. It's more about the locals and the people that are in the area and the people that can tell us about the club. And we've got with us Tony Butcher, who we've been chatting with for most of the first time. Albion fan, Hastings United fan as well. Tell us your backstory first of all.
I moved to London in 64. And obviously seen all the London sides between 64 and 72, came to Hastings in 72.
Yeah.
But my first game for Brighton was November 1965, where Archie McCauley was the manager and we got promoted from the 4th Division to the 3rd Division. I moved just round the corner from the ground in 1983 and have been a Hastings supporter ever since.
Yeah,
coupled with Brighton, obviously. And I've been virtually a season ticket holder all the time. Yeah.
And just to clarify, you said you moved up to London. That was from Rodswick.
In North Sussex.
So Sussex born, born and bred.
Yes,
up in London for a while, dabbled with it, and then
came back down.
Which is what I might do in the longer term.
Back in 72, it was a GL6 mansion town, so they were dishing out mortgages. I was a truck driver at the time, and I used to come to Hastings every other week.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, this is a good place, you know.
Yeah.
And we used to park. There used to be a place in Hastings called the Stade, where this art gallery, the Gerber Gallery or Hastings Contemporary is there.
Yeah.
And we used to park there overnight. And that's bang in the middle of the old town, all amongst the net houses and everything there. And I thought, well, this is not a bad place to come to, you know. So,
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
And you are, well, if we got to the other side of the ground in the far corner, you would be a literal stone's throw away from the ground in terms of where you live.
Yeah, we're in speaking distance. Yeah.
You're saying there's a lot of interesting elements to the local area in terms of... it's on the flood issues, the asbestos on the local on the main stand, which we're looking at behind.
This
it's a great main stand, though.
Yes. Well, this ground and adjacent grounds. It was given to the Hastings Borough in 1922 as a place for recreation. This stand behind us was built in 1926.
Which is the main stand.
And as you can see, it's a really classy stand for each year.
Really nice stand, yeah.
We've had Speedway here, we've had running here, we've had over the years, but predominantly in the last few decades, it's obviously been totally football. But it has got one of the best pitches in the league, like, you know, without a shadow of doubt. You know, we had over the past few years two lottery owners.
Yeah,
the first lottery owner, Mark Gardner, didn't do us so well. The last lottery owner, Mick Maidstone, fortunately, he got the pitch sorted out. And ever since then, we've had a top quality pitch.
Looks great. There's a lot, just to describe it for anyone that's not been here, it's quite expansive. There's a lot of space here. There's a lot of room from the barrier we're at the front of the main stand standing area. Yeah. There's quite a gap to the touchline.
Yes.
And the same behind the goals. Yes. And you've got a stand to our left from the main stand, which is a white covered sort of corrugated stand. That's quite cool weather you're hearing the noise at the moment.
Yes.
And to the right, a smaller sort of cow shed type thing.
That's it, yeah.
And on the far side, a bank, which you said people used to go on, but it was a health and safety.
Yes.
It literally is a grass bank.
It is.
So there's a lot of room around here. It's got a nice feel. It's a traditional ground.
Yeah, 4,400 capacity.
Yeah.
But in the old days, it was about 6,500 when people used to congregate on the bank.
And even now, even without that permission,
it's still a good
crowds.
If Hastings do well, we had a good cup run in 2013. And,
that was the Middlesbrough. Harrogate, you had 4,300.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
And then went on to play Middlesbrough 1,300 went away.
Yeah.
And that was in the third round.
Coach those of us. Went up there. Yeah.
And the average crowds, just to give an idea as well, I think it's about 1,000, we think 1,000 or just over 1,000 today. But there's been on average about 1,500.
We've had, towards the end of the season when we got promoted, we had a 3,000 crowd here one day. So there's loads of potential in Hastings because it's about, the population of Hastings is about 92,000, you know. It's always, if Hastings are on the up, we're well supported.
Yeah.
When we were on the down, I've been here on a Tuesday night with 200 odd crowd here.
A lot of fluctuation.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
It's on the edge of town, isn't it, this ground? We were saying earlier, it's unusual that normally you've got the traditional grounds are in the town.
Yeah.
And then there's the issue of maybe moving to somewhere on the edge of town.
Exactly.
Well, in this case, the traditional ground is on the edge of town.
Yeah.
It's in a sort of like down a couple of leafy country lanes and all that sort of thing.
Yeah. And we've got three bus services that are supplied here.
Yeah.
And it's only about 20 minutes walk to the station from here. So, you know, it's perfectly perfectly acceptable.
You wouldn't want to move, would you, Tony?
No, we wouldn't want to move. not under the incumbent owners who... our Essex owners who want to move us to the back of town. Which would be totally unacceptable.
On a route with no transport links.
No transport, nothing. Yeah. Be totally car. Yeah. People there. And a lot of people, because we're in a deprived ward here.
Yeah.
Baird Ward is the most deprived ward in Hastings.
Yeah.
People rely on public transport, and when you leave the ground today, you see so many people walking back down to the town, back home to their areas.
Final note, really, from us here is Pilot Fields.
Yes.
Interesting name. Do you know the history of that?
Was there
some aviation-related connection to the past?
I'd have to get back to you on that one. I can't quite remember on
it's
that one.
It's a curious name, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's second only in my favourites to Dripping Pan.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Lewis.
It's a great ground, lots of room. I think it's traditional. I think you should keep it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's great. Really good. They've got a couple of beers on.
Yeah.
Friendly people. As we were saying earlier, there probably has an average, a larger... Or sort of an older age average crowd.
You can see it.
Which is interesting, I think normally football's a bus thing now, and a lot of younger people coming in, people.
But as you look in the main stand behind us, it's the Grey Brigade are quite predominant.
Yeah, definitely. The Blue Pound and all that.
Yeah, that's it.
But it's a great ground. It's good to meet you, Tony. I'm sure we'll meet you again at some point. Cheers for chatting. And you've been giving us a lot of good recommendations about beers in town.
That's it.
And also we should mention the Brewing Brothers, who are in town, also have a brewery. Their main place is a 15-minute walk away from this ground. Somewhere out of town as well.
Yeah, less than a mile away from here.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah,
so,
right,
so if you're here for your football and your beer, you could get down the road and and have a couple of those. Excellent.
Saunter back to the station.
Definitely.
Plenty of outhouses on route.
Very quick word about the Albion to finish. Last word, quickly on the Albion. That's a bit mismatched things, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah, we're going through that phase again where when Graham Potter first turned up at the ground, we under Mr. Zerbe, we seem to be going through the same phase again, you know. So hopefully he can bring the changes and we can sort of push on again like we have done the last two seasons, like, you know. That's what I'm looking forward
let's
to
hope
yeah.
so. Let's
yeah,
hope so.
Let's hope so.
But today is cheering me up more than yesterday, I have to say, with the Brentford game.
Well done.
And here we
well
are
done, Brentford.
I think we're at 15 minutes into the second half, still 0-0.
Yes, it's
that'd be a
game.
Decent result if it stays like that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be okay.
Hastings first season back up at this level.
Yeah, okay.
We'll see. Yeah. Anyway, Tony, thank you very much. Hang on here. There might be a goal. We'll just
breaking.
Hang on.
They're breaking.
In the Clarence.
They're going forward.
Attack down the left side.
Too much
on that. Over the bar. Never mind. Tony, it's been a pleasure, sir.
Great stuff. Cheers. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
You're used to watching the crap, then, aren't you?
Yeah, we expect the worst all the time. That's the way it tends to pan out. Yeah. But losing narrowly to the top team's not so bad, is it? In a division you've just gone up into.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I suppose not.
Look at it that way.
You'll quite often see all these results in that conference in the National League North and
it's been no debate,
5-4 and 6-5.
He must be a
I've never seen one
fan.
Of those. I've seen a 3-2.
It's really reluctant, wasn't it?
I've been to quite a lot of non-league games over the years. I'm kind of like, he's thinking at some point if I go to one, I'm going to see a 5-4 or a 5-all or something. It never quite happens. Somewhere else has always got
the. The missing ingredient was the miserable weather, though, Peter.
Yeah.
It was disappointingly sunny today.
It was raining a little bit when we came round earlier, wasn't it? But yeah, now
that's true.
A bit chilly, but
yeah. Well, that was a good day out. It's a pleasure to meet you, gentlemen, as well.
No, that's been all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We're definitely now going home rather than going to a few pubs in Hastings.
This is what's happening.
Are you?
Some of the properties were in Hastings.
Yeah. Well, this is nice, isn't it?
Not going to fall for any more alcohol.
Around here, there's some really, really very nice properties.
Mm. It's just the people that live here.
Yeah. Look at that one. Look at that.
Yeah, solid.
No, I don't live here. No.
I wouldn't mind moving there. Probably can't afford it, I think.
But down there, there's some lovely properties.
Down that way?
Late road,
Not too bad, is it? Oh, it's a fish and chips. Oh, yeah, what's the fish and chips?
Yeah.
I'm not sure we'll end up having that today, to be honest, but for general reference, there's a couple of good ones, isn't there?
Oh, there's a few. Yeah. Well, if you were going for fish and chips, I won't drop you where? At the church. You can let go for me, mate, can't you?
No, we'll go.
Station would do you?
Yeah, it's fine, yeah.
You can walk to the pub from there.
But for a future occasion, apparently there's one bit northeast of centre, somewhere up towards a football ground. Is that right?
I don't know one towards a football ground. We've only got to go a short distance from the station. You're in the town centre.
Yeah.
And there's every other one is a fish and chip shop, I think.
Well, you really want to come back here?
You're doing the area down pretty harshly there, I think. That's great.
I think he does want us to come back.
Ah, it's not bad.
That's alright, isn't it?
Worst places to live.
Yes.
Oh, there is.
You thought about working for the tourist board? You could do worse.
But the guy, I haven't told you yet, the guy who... The guy who owns a cafe in Coastline Lane.
Oh, right, yeah.
With his came past our house this week. We're in a tracksuit with Fulham and Chelsea on the...
Oh, right. Fulham and Chelsea.
Particularly
like
football.
Look at this lot here on the right.
This is the bonfire.
That's the bonfire festival.
Bonfire.
Stuff,
they're all the band people.
I went for a property in the close.
Yeah,
yeah. And the cafe was up for sale, and I thought, why not?
Oh, okay.
So he bought the cafe.
Has he had any experience in that sort of?
I wouldn't have thought so, Jeff.
No, I wouldn't have thought
He's turned it into a caf.
And a really nice bloke, you know.
Got a nice car, Alan.
It drives a Merc, doesn't it?
Yeah, lovely little racing thing.
A really down-to-earth guy, because I took him up on the football scene straight away and said, do you support Fulham, mate? And he said, no, I'm not into football.
Why is he wearing that?
So I started talking about Craven Cottage and the development of the ground and all this, you know, and how long it's been there and how friendly the people are at Fulham. I found Fulham and Wimbledon supporters when they were at Fair Lane were terrific.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrific.
Yeah. Brentford are like that too. Brentford the same as well. Yeah.
Just the line that used to be really.
Hmm.
You always had the hatred of the bigger towns.
Hmm.
Yeah. Arsenal, crazy, West Ham, they always been hatred.
Yeah. Yeah. And some smaller grounds like Crystal Palace.
we got to get
the ticket about them. But no, you're right. Yeah, Fulham and Wimbledon and Brentford and Charlton as well. Actually, always been quite friendly, I think.
Yeah, and Charlton and Brighton fans have got quite an affinity anyway because of ground situations and we've both been
neutral support. Like, that's all they
have. It's Brighton and Palace that have.
Yeah.
Hate
each other.
Yeah, when we've been to Charlton over the years, we've been singing, with both teams been singing, "We hate Palace more than you."
It's not a competition, boys. Anyway, it's been a pleasure to meet you all. We'll do a quick bit for just all day to finish off. So, thoughts on the game? Disappointing overall, then?
Yeah. Disappointing overall, yes. Yeah. Yes, I think it definitely was.
Abysmal.
Oh, that's cutting. And how do you see the rest of the season going? Do you
About
mid-table?
Mid-table. I finished mid-table.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that's fine. That's okay. That'll be okay for the first season, wouldn't it? That'll be all right.
Whoops.
Yeah,
what's he doing?
I'm not sure. I don't know if he knows.
Yeah, it'd be all right for the first season, wouldn't it? Mid-table, and then on you go from there. Brilliant. Fantastic.
There you are, sir.
Ray, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Nice to meet you both.
Thank you to Jeff, to Alan, and to Ray.
Okay.
We'll see you again, Dan. Yeah. Brilliant. Thanks for the tea earlier as well.
Okay.
So thanks there indeed to Ray, to Alan, and to Jeff who joined us, and also to Tony Butcher who we chatted to at half-time at the game at Hastings. A really good day out. Peter and I really enjoyed ourselves. Had a few beers in town afterwards as well. Had a good chat with some of the locals and got a good flavour for the place. Really enjoyed it. Enjoyed the town. Enjoyed the football. Disappointing result from the Hastings point of view, but we move on. That's the latest of our non-league podcast. We will be back with another one, I'm sure, later in the season on that subject. But next up, it is all the talk about Nottingham Forest. That's what we'll be doing, either at matchday special and or review. Until then, stand or fall, up the Albion, and up the U's.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.